Wednesday, December the 15th, and we're in the book of Revelation. And in chapter 2, we're looking at the seven letters that Jesus dictated to the Apostle John. And again, just to remind you that these churches are chosen in a manner that if you put them on a map, they form a circle. And that's probably an idea of completeness. Now, we're in the second letter, and this is to the church at Smyrna. It begins with an allusion to something that was already attributed to Jesus in chapter 1. And as I said, each of these letters has a different attribution from the first chapter that introduces something of the quality and characteristics of Jesus. And Jesus is in charge of history. Tribulation and poverty are mentioned here. And that's because because of the reference to the synagogue of Satan, and synagogue in particular, this persecution was arising not so much from Roman authorities, but from Jewish synagogues who were probably informing the Roman authorities as to who these probably Jewish converts to Christianity were. And as a result, there's persecution. Poverty, because business would be taken away from them. The Jews would no longer do business with them. The Roman authorities probably exacerbated that issue. So they're suffering financially as a community, a Christian community, and they're being commended for that. And you see in verse 10, "Do not fear what you are about to suffer." And this is probably the persecution of Domitian, Emperor Domitian, in the early 90s, which was brutal. And there were martyrs, for sure. And they're exhorted not to fear this persecution, that they might face imprisonment and some of them might face execution. If they are faithful, they will receive a crown of life and victory over the second death. And the second death is just an allusion to the day of judgment and the possibility of falling foul of that judgment and entering into hell. They're being warned here that there are limits to civil government's authority to dictate the lives of these Christians, particularly, of course, in matters of religious obedience. Well, as I say that, you might be saying, that's like 2021, we won't go there. But this is a letter that's been written to a church that's about to face some dire persecution, and they're being told not to fear it, but to trust and persevere. Well, that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow for the church at Pergamum.